Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. The city could see record warmth this weekend. Let's get the latest with AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz.
Feeling a lot more like spring across the area this weekend. Our average high right now is 38 degrees, but we're well into the 60s here, not only for today, but also for tomorrow. And that could break records. The current record high temperature for today, 63, set back in 1975. Tomorrow, the record high temperature is 66. Last reached back in 27, and both of these records certainly in jeopardy here in New York City, a high of 64 today, and then near that record high for tomorrow of 66.
Meteorologist Matt Benz, of course, whatever the weekend brings, stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for everything you need. We'll get you through. More fallout from the recent series of anti-Semitic incidents in the area, especially the Hanukkah machete attack in Monsey. Since the December 28th incident, there's been a dramatic rise in the number of people seeking to own handguns in Rockland. Journal News says 73 pistol permit applications were filed, including 31 in Munsey. That compares to 51 applications in the 8 weeks before the attack. Town clerk says it's definitely because of the stabbings, because people want to defend themselves. Meantime, Mayor de Blasio has announced new plans for 100 new security cameras in Williamsburg, Crown Heights, and Borough Park, saying the first 30 will be installed by March, and they'll work with the community for the best locations. Many of the recent hate incidents in the city were in those three neighborhoods. There was also another hate incident with somebody scrawling a swastika and a threat on the wall of Brooklyn Tech in Fort Greene Thursday. Hate Crimes Task Force investigating. No arrests so far. An arrest in a horrific and deadly attack on a 92-year-old woman in Queens, and the break in the case reportedly came from the suspect's brother. 21-year-old Reza Khan charged with second-degree murder and sexual abuse in the death of Maria Fuertes. She was found near death with her clothes partially off Monday in South Richmond Hill. Police say Khan was caught in surveillance video of the scene, and they got numerous tips leading to his arrest. Told the Daily News one came from his own brother. Deputy Chief Joseph Kenny says Khan incriminated himself.
During an interview with a subject, he places himself at the scene. I'm not going to get into detail what he told us about the encounter with him and the victim, but he does put himself at the scene.
While police would not give much detail in that news conference, the Post says court documents reveal Khan's claiming he fell down, his belt broke, and he accidentally came into contact with the victim. Khan's being held without bond. Well, he may not be the guy you want pouring your beer. But patrons of Near's Tavern in Queens say he is the guy you want helping keep the bar open. Mayor de Blasio and local leaders stepped up yesterday to negotiate with a 190-year-old pub's landlord and stave off a massive rent hike that would have closed it. In between taking heat for getting too much foam from the tap, His Honor told Channel 7 he and the Queens Chamber of Commerce worked together to come up with a handshake agreement to keep it open.
There's very, very few businesses in New York City that are as old as this and mean as much as this, and that's why it was important to throw in everything we had.
The Woodside Bar is not just popular with the locals. It's been in several movies, including Goodfellas. Attempted murder charges for a Rikers Island inmate accused of slashing a corrections officer in the neck this week. Police say 34-year-old Jaron Devlin got out of his cell and slashed CO Gaurav Kumar Thursday night. He is now facing charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.